Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyotim, Klal Nun, Simen Gimel. So the Chayyotim talks about, we spoke about, so the bracha chorana for Alamicha, but now he goes to the Alagafen. Mimshesa Yayin, a person drinks wine, so just like Chazal gave a unique bracha beforehand, the Brepia Gofen, we don't just say the regular bracha on Birchas Aperis, and the Mishnah points that out at the beginning of the sixth parak of brachas, that in all of the pairs you make the bracha of Brepia Oetz, with exception of Yayin, that you say Brepia Gofen. So, similarly, in the bracha achrona, they made a specific bracha achrona for the purpose of Yayin. Mavarach ala Gefen, al Pia Gefen. So you start out, instead of saying ala Eitz, al Pia Oetz, you say ala Gefen, al Pia Gefen. Or Messiahim, now what's the chesima of this? So the Chayalim gives us two options, which is the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Ches in Sif Yud Aleph brings both of these possibilities. It's a Mechlokes Rishonim. And there's no clear Hachra. Masayim Ala Oretz V'Al Pri HaGofen Oy Ala Oretz V'Al HaPeiros. Some Rishonim say that even though you mention the Yayin distinctly at the beginning of the Bracha, but the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael is that this is one of the pairs of Eretz Yisrael. So even though in the Bracha Rishona, we say Brei Pi HaGofen, not Brei Pi HaEitz. In the beginning of the Bracha here, we say Al HaGefen, Al Pi HaGefen. But since the point of the Bracha is Shevach Eretz Yisrael, and the Shevach Eretz Yisrael is not specifically about Yayin, it's about one of the five different types of fruits which Eretz Yisrael has. So you should say Al Oretz HaPeiros. And others say that since you started out with saying something specific about Geffen, you need to say the Chesima specifically about Geffen as well. So this is two opinions in the Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch does not come to any definitive conclusion, and he says you can say either one, and the Chayyotim follows the Shulchan Aruch on that point and says you can say either one. He does say in the parentheses, V'yar Gro, Simen Reish Ches, Sifkat Olam and Aleph, Hichriya Sho'ikr L'Sayim Kei. The Gro actually holds that Al Oretz V'Al HaPeiros is the appropriate bracha achrona, not al oretz al pi hagofen. The Mishaburah points out the minhag ha'olam is to say al oretz al pi hagofen, but undoubtedly, if a person would say al oretz al haperis, he's going to be yotze. So no shaila about that. Now, how far do we take that? So if a person, let's say, eats dates and he drinks wine, so he's going there saying bracha ala oretz v'al haperis because of the dates. So maybe we should argue in that situation when you're saying ala oretz v'al haperis anyway, there's no need, and you're yotze with ala oretz v'al haperis on the yayin also, there's no need to mention ala oretz v'al pri hagofen. No, the minhag goes that far, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the minhag would go that far to say that the bracha should be still be ala oretz v'al pri hagofen, even though you're also mentioning Paris in the bracha chorona anyway. But again, Mr. Burr says a person would say alarts of the Paris b'di'evid on wine, he would be yotze. Okay, so that's the bracha chorona for wine. Now he says, what about the bracha chorona for fruits? V'echol anovim, so a person eats grapes, bein lachim and yaveshim, whether they are fresh grapes or they are dried grapes, which he says, which they, when they dry out, they shrivel. Shekaran Russian kids, which are called raisins. Bein gedolim mektanim, doesn't matter what stage of growth they're in. Ta'enim v'remoinim b'zeisim v'tamorim. A person eats figs, pomegranates, olives, or dates. Mavorach ala oretz v'al pri ha'etz. So you make a bracha. Mavorach ala oretz v'al pri ha'etz. You make a bracha ala oretz v'al pri ha'etz at the beginning. Messiah al oretz v'al haperis. Your Messiah al oretz v'al haperis. So, which is the standard nusach. Now he adds a point, which works from nowadays some siddurim at this point, that used to be found in the siddurim necessarily, is v'imachal paris elu shegodlu b'eretz Yisrael. If these paris actually grew in Eretz Yisrael, besides being the paris about which the Torah describes Eretz Yisrael as being special, that it has these items, but these pears actually grew in Eretz Yisrael. So then we change the bracha chorona slightly, And we mentioned the fact that these pears came from Eretz Yisrael. Ala Oretz v'al Peirus Seho. V'imarech l'me Peirus Eilu Shagol l'be Eretz Yisrael. Ben Shachlan be Eretz Yisrael. Oib Shahubi in the Chutz Oretz. V'esayim Ala Oretz v'al Peirus Seho. Okay? So we point out that this is, that these are Peirus of Eretz Yisrael. Now, this similar question comes up in regards to the Bracha Chorin of Yayin, that you say Aloritz Val Pri Gafen, that's our minig. Would you say Aloritz Val Pri Gafna? The assumption in Halacha is that you do. Now, what about by Michya? Say Aloritz Val Michya Sa. That we do not do. There's an opinion which raises the question we should do that. And our minig is not. Why is that different? Because when you look at the fruits, you can see the fruit in front of you. So it's obvious that this is a special fruit. And so we say, you know, you have to point out this fruit came from Eretz Yisrael. Dagon, in the vast majority of cases, is eaten. You don't see the fruit anymore. You're eating it in a form where you made it into flour, and then you made something out of it. Even if you're going to eat a cream of wheat or something of that sort, it's not really nicker. So since you can't see the fruit itself, there's no need to point out that this fruit came from Eretz Yisrael specifically. Whereas when you make a bracha on the dates that you ate, it's appropriate to point out that these dates that I just ate were the dates of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, we finished Siman Gimel. Baruch Hashem, we'll go on to Siman Dal in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.